The air travel industry has its problems, but for many people, a bigger concern is getting around on the ground. Many parts of the country have heavy traffic congestion. Maybe the answer lies in trains, and maybe not.
I think the idea that we can build a rail-based alternative to this is wishful thinking.
James Q. Wilson, Professor Emeritus of Management and Public Policy at UCLA. He also won the Presidential Medal of Freedom this year, the nation's highest civilian honor. He is so expert in public management that we asked him for short-term solutions to a seemingly intractable problem, traffic-choked cities like Los Angeles.
There are two things, or three things, you can do, I think. One is to expand the freeway system by double-decking freeways or widening them slightly. Politically, this is extremely difficult in Los Angeles and has, I think, almost been voted down by the citizens. The second thing you can do is use tolls to regulate access on the freeway so that in rush hour you have to pay $2 or $3 to drive the freeway, which means it wouldn't be a freeway anymore, and in the slack hours you would ride on it for nothing. And the third thing you can do is you make greater use of express buses. An express bus is a bus that rides in a special lane and has a device on it that enables it to keep a traffic light ahead of it green while it approaches, so it never gets hung up by traffic stops. And the buses are important because hundreds of thousands of people, especially low-income workers, ride the buses every day. They're extremely important. But I don't see, apart from these two or three modest fixes, anything dramatically that can be done other than to let the population further decentralize so not as many people need to go to the same spots as they go today.
There are passionate advocates of public transportation. But I wonder what those advocates say, or what a social scientist like yourself would say about cities like New York and Chicago, where there actually is quite good public transportation infrastructure, and still the city streets are jammed with cars. There is a public transportation alternative there, but
it doesn't relieve the car problem, does it? And the answer to that question is very simple. If you build a mass transit system early on in a city's life, as they did in New York, you facilitate the concentration of homes, condominiums, apartment buildings, and offices along the major stops, so that when people then decide to get into a car, they realize they have to get into a car in a highly congested part of the city, which makes it almost impossible during rush hour to get into and out of Manhattan. And the reason for that was the transportation system was built in such a way to make Manhattan a highly congested place, and cars now can't cope with it, but people will get in their cars anyway.
One would hope that there might be another really bright, great idea out there that we haven't hit upon yet that would make this traffic problem go away.
I don't think so, unless we can change human nature and persuade people that being in a car is a waste of their time. But it's not a waste of their time. When you interview people, you discover that whatever the traffic congestion, they prefer a car to the alternatives. In a car, they listen to nice music, they sit and ruminate. People enjoy it.
Some people are listening to public radio in those cars.
And some people are listening to music, which I could not really define as adequate music. The tastes vary enormously. One thing that will change this in the long run faster than some people suspect is working at home by means of computers. Taking a lot of people off the roads and encouraging them to work at home may be the most hopeful long-term solution of all.
James Q. Wilson is Professor Emeritus of Management and Public Policy at UCLA. Thank you, Professor Wilson.
You're welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.